The After Effects of Rehoboam's Apostasy. But as the nation prospered once more, many turned again to idolatry. Among these was King Rehoboam himself. Forgetting the lesson that God had endeavored to teach him, he relapsed into the sins that had brought judgments on the nation. After a few inglorious years, Rehoboam slept with his fathers, and was buried in the city of David, and Abijah his son reigned in his stead. At times during the centuries that followed, the throne of David was occupied by men of moral worth, and under the rulership of these sovereigns the blessings resting on Judah were extended to the surrounding nations. But the seeds of evil already springing up when Rehoboam ascended the throne were never to be wholly uprooted, and at times the once favored people of God were to fall so low as to become a byword among the heathen. Notwithstanding these idolatrous practices, God in mercy would do everything in his power to save the divided kingdom from utter ruin. And as the years rolled on and his purpose concerning Israel seemed utterly thwarted by men inspired by satanic agencies, he still manifested his beneficent designs through the captivity and restoration of the chosen nation. The rending of the kingdom was but the beginning of a wonderful history, wherein are revealed the long-sufferance and tender mercy of God. And the worshippers of idols were at last to learn the lesson that false gods are powerless to uplift and save. Only in allegiance to the living God can man find rest and peace.